the passion, the dedication, the hunger, the work ethic of these young entrepreneurs is just phenomenal. And, you know, anything we can do to help their journey, I tell everyone that I meet, there's probably not a mistake that could be made in business that I have not made. So if I can help you from not making a mistake, I'm very happy to do so. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Good Stories. It's been a minute, and there's been a lot going on, so I thought, even though we're tired, even though it's been a very long week, and it is a Friday afternoon, bringing on our CEO and my mother, Claudia Goldfarb.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, and welcome back on the mic in front of the camera.
Yeah, great day for me to be on camera.
I know. I don't even know where to start with giving an update, but I feel like it's been a while and we owe it to the people to really follow on our journey. And that's exactly what we've wanted to do, is to give people an inside look on how a startup has grown. And so I've been hesitant to put out content that's subpar or feels unfinished. But I'm realizing, like, you can't just show all the pretty and nice sides of a startup. The last 2 weeks have been extremely...
So that's why we're showing this today.
That's why we're showing you this. It was part of the plan. It's been hectic, and everybody's a little sleep deprived.
But I do think that this is exactly what a startup really looks like. You have the days that are, you know, amazing and easy and everything flows really well. And then you have the days where it's all hands on deck because you have so many unanticipated issues. And that's really what's happened to us this week, is we had our first major order that needed to go out, which was very exciting. However, there were a lot of roadblocks, a lot of hiccups that we didn't expect. And so, we're definitely going to have some meetings next week as to why we experience so many hiccups. And I think that that's one of the most important things that we can do as a startup or as a company as a whole. Anytime you launch any major initiative or new products or whatever it is, not everything's going to go smoothly. But I think what separates really successful companies from those not so successful is, do you learn your lessons? Do you sit down as a team and say, where did we go wrong? Where can we be better? Where can we improve? And that's what we're going to do next week. I'm incredibly proud of our team, though. You know, over the last 10 days, we had accounting people, graphics people, our IT department in our packaging room.
So this weekend was Passover and Easter, holidays that we both... Yeah. That we all celebrate in our family. And so we were in Florida with our grandmother, my softa. You had to stay back last minute to help get the shipment out. And then we all flew back early. Ava had like 2 5 a.m. flights in a row because the first one got canceled. And then she was at the airport the next day at 3 a.m. all to make it for 6 hours with softa for Passover. And then she flew right back to get right back into packaging. So I think that balance of how hard we fought to celebrate an important time with our family while also getting the work done. It was like T minus 48 hours, T minus 24 hours. Will we get this order out?
Yeah. An owner, a CEO, that's what you want to see. I mean, obviously you don't want to see such a scramble. Yeah. That's definitely some misses on our part. But the fact that as a team, we came together and got the job done, that was incredibly rewarding. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I always tell people when I first hire them, especially front office, accounting, marketing, is at the end of the day, we work for our production employees, because without them, without the people that actually make the product, we don't have a company. We don't have a job. And so, you know, we as, you know, the front office or the executives really need to set that example and set that leadership of, we're here to help them and help make their lives easier. And everyone walked away from this weekend with so much appreciation for the work that our production and packaging employees do day in and day out. You know, I think a lot of them, it was the first time that they had to do such physical manual labor. And so their appreciation level for our production employees definitely skyrocketed.
Matt is our director of accounting. And we were talking about how we're used to, from previous jobs, work weeks that are like 90 hours. But we did 3 days of just like standing and packaging. And that felt more tiring than 90-hour work weeks.
You could definitely tell who the desk jockeys were in the room.
There have just, it's been 2 weeks of, there have been tears, there have been broken backs, mother. I think, especially from my point of view, hearing you and Ira for basically my entire life say, as an employer, as a manufacturer, we need to know every single job. We will not run a business where we don't know every position and don't know how to run the floor ourselves. And I really saw that firsthand. And I always thought I understood why it's important, but it wasn't until I actually did it where I understood. And when I ate my granola the next day, I was like, the Holy Grail. I spent 3 hours washing the dishes, literally washing dishes for 3 hours in silence. I would say, just finish these two loads. And then I would turn around and there would be another one waiting for me. And it's like honey sticking and oh my God. Anyway, and Ava, it was like, I never want to see an almond again. She was like grinding almond for an entire day. So I think really walking the floor and seeing how everything gets made for ourselves, I think it was really important.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things about our product is we do make everything ourselves. You know, we can't just call someone up and be like, hey, we need, you know, 500 more pounds of granola. It's a very laborious, time-intense manufacturing process, but the quality speaks for itself. The flavor speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. How excited are we about the orders, though?
We're so excited.
I think everyone kept saying how big Expo West was since our very first trade show, like 2 months into our business. And Expo West finally happened and it blew our minds.
Yeah. And we always knew, you know, we've done this enough times that we kept talking about, okay, the floodgate's going to open at some point. But COVID definitely slowed things down and we were starting to go, okay, how much longer before the floodgate opens? And Expo West really exceeded our expectations. The feedback to our products exceeded our expectations. And I think people were just starved for personal interaction and for new innovative products that really tasted great and that were shelf-stable. So Expo West was just a game changer for us as a business as a whole. And it's really accelerating our growth. You know, we placed orders already for freeze dryer 2 and 3. And if I know.
Like that's massive. Yeah. We launched the company May of 2021. We've only had one freeze dryer. We're getting two more. We didn't order just one more. We ordered two. And that's kind of, we don't need to go too deep into it, but just listening to you guys talk about the strategy, I think is so interesting about deciding how many more freeze dryers do we get. We technically don't have, it's kind of like an investment you're making and it's a trust fall you have to take because what if the orders actually don't come?
Yeah. Well, you know, we were on our last board meeting and one of our board members had, since the very beginning, said, we have to place the order for freeze dryer 2 and 3. We have to do it. And, you know, a lot of what we do, we're funding, you know, Lyle Berman's funding. You guys will see it in the next SEC disclosure. And so we get on our last board call and we said, okay, Lyle, you were right. Mm-hmm. We needed freeze dryer 2 or 3, but we needed to sleep at night. And Lyle's response is so Lyle. He's like, I didn't care if you guys slept or not. And so, you know, but it is with COVID, there were so many unknowns. Timelines were extended. So we did. We got gun shy, and to our detriment, because if we had freeze dryer 2 and 3 operational right now, they'd be sold out. And, you know, Ira always says, you've got to strike while the iron's hot. And had we had those freeze dryers in place, I mean, this week would have seemed like a cakewalk compared to what we were going through. But, you know, those are the lessons that you learn. And you really have to kind of juggle what your strategy is, what your long-term strategy is, with a little bit of quality of life. So, Lyle, you were right, but I am glad that I got to sleep at night.
At Expo West, we've also met a lot of incredible people. Mm-hmm. And there's one line in particular that I heard you say. We've been on a lot of calls with other brands, other just experts and super knowledgeable people in our fields. And it's been so fascinating watching other brands rise. And I heard you say, seeing the number of young people who are becoming entrepreneurs, it's so different from the way you guys grew up about what the typical entrepreneur looked like. The game is totally changing, and you guys didn't know exactly what to expect from these younger entrepreneurs who seemed a little bit more hip, a little bit more
millennial,
a little bit more millennial. And you guys didn't know what to expect from them or how seriously to take them. And from meeting them, you said it's really amazing to see the entrepreneurial spirit passed down and in a really unique and special and evolving way. So I want you to speak more to that.
I think that's been one of the most surprising aspects to this journey, especially us being so deep into manufacturing. You know, we weren't very, I'm still not very knowledgeable on social media and branding and marketing and all these things that you guys understand almost intuitively. And so, you know, being at Expo West, and I felt like Expo West was such a breeding ground for really passionate people that were not only looking to build a business, but to build a business that mattered and mattered in whatever way was significant for them, whether it was health or sustainability or, you know, so many other things. And that was definitely surprising to me. The passion, the dedication, the hunger, the work ethic of these young entrepreneurs is just phenomenal. And, you know, anything we can do to help their journey, I tell everyone that I meet, there's probably not a mistake that could be made in business that I have not made. So if I can help you from not making a mistake, I'm very happy to do so. And it's just, it gives me hope and faith for our future to see so many people just really put their money where their mouths are and dive deep into what they're passionate about. Because at the end of the day, that's what you want for your kids. You want them to find something that they will just embrace passionately and wake up every morning with a fire in their belly because of, you know, they love what they're doing. And so that's been very, very cool.
I do kind of see you as like a mom in the manufacturing space now. It's so true. You and I are just like mom and dad of the manufacturing world. And anytime we met younger people, you guys were really like, no, genuinely, here's our card. We mean this sincerely. Call us if you have any questions. And I'm so excited to see you guys evolve into those leadership positions. I think we're really focused on so good right now and building us and making sure we have such a strong foundation for when we continue to hyperscale. But I'm excited for you to just really be a resource for especially younger women and female entrepreneurs coming up in this field. I think you are a valuable asset and you have gone through so much in your career. So I think you are a wealth of wisdom and I'm never not amazed by that.
Oh, thank you, mon bébé.
What do you think the next few months are going to look like?
Much like the last week has.
The last week, it was like every single big thing that's happened to us happened in the last week and it's kind of hard to even take it in. Like I said, it's a Friday. We are in my mom's office. We're about to leave. I go to Canada on Sunday for a trade show, and then go to New York to finally do some more product samplings now that it's sunny outside.
So I'm going to embarrass Lexi for a minute. This morning, she says to me, she goes, "Mother, I am actually kind of nervous to go to Canada by myself and go to this trade show." And I can tell you, I was literally shocked because
she said from the other room, "What?"
I mean, to me, you and your sister are just so fearless and so independent. I mean, you went to Africa. I didn't even know where you guys were going. I knew that you guys were going. I paid the fees, you know, the check was in the mail. But if you ask me today where you guys were, I have no idea. And so
you're like, Canada's what you're scared of?
Like, really?
Ava's reaction too, she's like, "Lexi, it's Canada. It's literally our neighbor. Why are you scared?" But I am. It's just, I think of the times when I went to South Africa, I had my sister. I feel like I've always had someone, especially in a business situation. It's the first time I'm like going to a business meeting, to a trade show, representing the brand. And I'm just nervous to do that entirely on my own. There's going to be a lot of logistics involved, and I'm the director of brand strategy, so logistics is not my forte. That is Ava's. But that's why I was nervous, and reassuringly. And I also played tennis this morning, and my coach said, "You're going on your own? Your family trust you enough to do that?" And I was like, "I guess so, when you put it like that."
I mean, the one thing that Ira and I have always felt is whether it's you and your sister or our employees, you need to give them room and opportunities to grow and to push themselves. And I wouldn't let you go if I thought you were going to fail, but I know you're not, because you represent our brand so beautifully every day. I mean, who you are is what So Good is all about. And so who else am I going to send to Canada to represent the brand? The person that embodies it the most. Excellence, ambition, giving back, creating something unique and special and beautiful. That's who you are, mon bébé. That's why you go to the Canada.
I am going to miss you guys. Being gone for 2 weeks, it's starting to feel like when you're gone for a couple days from here, you miss so much.
Yeah. No, it's true. Especially things move so quickly. And I think one of the things that I have found so just amazing about you and your sister taking this journey with us is you embracing every aspect of the business. And I think both of you were shocked at to how many pieces and how many things it takes to actually run a business. You know, like right now I'm in sweats because I'm in packaging. You know, we had a QA audit yesterday, so I was in QA mode yesterday. We are filing, you know, our quarterly financial statements at the end of this month. So I've been dealing with accounting all week and auditors, and you know, we're in contract negotiations with a customer that might be significant for us. So dealing with our you know, SEC attorney, and there's all these pieces. And I think it's easy to get overwhelmed. But at the end of the day, it's just a piece, right? It's just, you got to say, this is my road, and I've just got to put one foot in front of the other, and eventually I'll get to my destination.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned? And while there's been a lot of upsides, there's a lot that we need to work on in the coming weeks. How do you handle that as a CEO, seeing when mistakes are made and they're structural weaknesses and the strategies for going forward? How, from a CEO standpoint, how do you tackle that?
So this week, you know, has been definitely an ocean of emotion. I didn't mean for it to rhyme, but
maybe I'll make that the episode title. this week at So Good, Oceans of Emotions.
There have been rock stars that have just shown this week, that have just, you know, been there. You know, it was Easter Sunday, it was 8 p.m., and we were packaging. And then there have been people that didn't step up to the plate and that I was really deeply disappointed in. I think that I'm going to take this weekend to really reflect on how I want to address those issues, how I want to address those weaknesses, because at the end of the day, you don't want to cut your employees off at the knees. You want to empower them. You want to encourage them. I think that one of the biggest lessons learned for me this week is I don't like micromanaging. It's just not who I am. I really love to give my employees the room to kill their positions. There was definitely a need for me to get more involved in certain aspects that I didn't think I would have to, but now I'm going to. And understanding employees' strengths and weaknesses, because even those employees that were a little disappointing this week and led to, you know, kind of this mad dash to the finish line, they still have tremendous strengths and they still have tremendous value to the company. I just failed at identifying their weaknesses and where I needed to step in and help them more. And so, you know, that's what I'm going to address this week is here are the weaknesses. Let's shore those up. And we either shore them up via process, added headcount, more oversight. But, you know, that's really what I'm going to focus on. And highlight their strengths. Highlight where they did do well. The work ethic is there. The passion is there. But sometimes working harder.
I knew it. I was waiting for it.
You know, it's not the way to go. You do have to work smart. And you have to work efficiently. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when people get overwhelmed, and I think that's what happened in our, you know, production operation sort of place, they got overwhelmed. And instead of taking a step back and saying, okay, I need to reset for a minute, I need to organize and then move forward, you just start doing. And you think that motion is going to solve the issue when it doesn't. You have to stay organized. You have to stay true to your process, because if you don't stay true to your process, things break down and you end up having, you know, chaos, which is what happened to us this week until we stepped in and said, okay, enough. We're going to stop and reset.
I think it's so funny, and I think I said this in our very first episode, but hearing the things that you would tell me personally my entire life and seeing you introduce those same values and concepts in a workplace setting, it's crazy to see how right you are all the time in every situation. You telling me work smarter, not harder, work efficiently, not more, something I refuse to believe my entire high school, college experience, and I wish I listened to you sooner. In the last 2 years of college, I really tried to do better. So seeing that be applied to So Good, I think it's easy to kill yourself from overworking, and it's easy to not have balance and to hyper-focus on just the job and think that that's doing a good job when really if you burn out. And even when you, because I would always say, I'm not going to burn out though. I can still stay at the library. I can still whatever. But are you doing as good of a job as you could?
Yeah.
You can do an all-nighter the next day when I come in.
You're trashed.
How am I doing? And am I going to get snappy? Am I going to be a poor manager? Am I not going to be patient with my team? So I think you really highlighted that for everybody this week.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do so next week.
Yeah, next week. It's gonna be a come to Jesus week. And, you know, there are definitely a lot of failures on my side. I should have been more in the trenches in certain areas. And had I been more in the trenches, probably could have avoided a lot of the issues over the last week, but then mistakes are going to happen. Learn from them. Don't beat yourself up over it. I mean, hold yourself accountable. Holding yourself accountable and, you know, chastising yourself endlessly, two totally different things. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be a lot of accountability all around the room this week. I mean, at the end of the day, we got it done. Right. We just didn't get it done in an efficient, smooth, and excellent manner. And so to me, it's not just about the end result. It's not just about we got it done. It's how did we do it? And how do we make it better? And how do we do it so that all of our employees aren't burnt out?
Yeah. And I love that about working here. It's so good. I think at a lot of other jobs, it's about the end result. Did you reach the deadline? Did you finish it? And if you get burnt out, you get burnt out. But I think you guys wanting to do everything efficiently, not just because that makes for ideal manufacturing, but you just work better as a team, as a company, when your employees are happy and healthy and enjoy where they're working. So I think there's a lot of depth to wanting to improve our processes. I'm excited to see, and it's going to be a little painful, but that's about growing pains. Why don't you give us a little toast to send us off?
To the ocean of emotion that was this week.
Ocean of emotion and something a little bit more depthful and meaningful. A toast, a really positive, forward-thinking thought.
Just keep moving forward in whatever way that means for you, but do it in an efficient, excellent, passionate way. And if you do that, the rest works itself out. I love you too, mon bébé. And you're going to kill it in Canada.
I'm going to miss you. I'll see you in 2.5 weeks. I'll see you for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Love you. Mwah. You did good this week, kid.
Bye, guys.